got everybody back together. Curtis back, Courtney back, coming up at 7:20. They said it, a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in sports. This is Bill from Providence, Rhode Island. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
What's going on?
Welcome back, Curtis. Welcome back, Courtney.
Thanks, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Courtney, I follow you on Instagram, and I got all 723 posts from your vacation.
Thank you for interacting. I hope you liked, commented, subscribed.
I think that there was a mistake, though, on your link to the hotel in Limerick. I clicked on book a room, and the cheapest room at that hotel for one night was $1,850. I don't think that's right, is it?
Well, it comes with continental breakfast, though, so...
It's free bacon and free eggs.
It's worth it.
Yeah. 1800.
Hey, guys, come with me on my trip to Ireland.
Ah. I didn't post the link to the hotel.
You can't be doing that.
Bill went and found that on his own.
It was $2,000 a night?
Okay. It's where the Ryder Cup is in 2027, so I think prices are just a bit up.
Yeah, they're probably cranking the prices up because of the Ryder Cup.
I don't think we paid that.
Probably.
Yeah.
For an event that's in 2 years.
It was $1,799.
We got it for a discount.
Lincoln bio.
By the way, you have not lived until you see Americans attack a big breakfast buffet at a hotel. Holy cow.
Well, it's the most important meal of the day.
Yes. It is.
That's why you eat bacon.
I'll tell you.
All right. Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right. So, Red Sox, I will say this. This first series out the gate, epic fail, because you cannot lose the momentum that you gained prior to the All-Star game where you are sucking fans back in and the expectations are now like, all right, we think that you're a good baseball team. We think that you can really make a push and be a legitimate World Series contender, and then you come out the gate and you give us what you give us. So I will give you a pass on Chicago because the pitching, other than Giolito's first inning, was relatively good. Your bats just were nowhere to be found, and maybe that's just something. Maybe it's going to take, you know, one series to kind of knock some of the rust off. But you're in a position now.
Why is Connor Wong still in the batting order for this baseball team? Curtis, can you tell me that?
No, I honestly think that Scheim might give you a better shot at the plate.
Thank you.
I don't understand it. And that's an Alex Cora thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, I mean, does he synthesize the data? I don't know.
But I believe it might have been Brooksy who said it. I was listening to. They don't want to wear out Narvaez, right, behind the plate. Okay. So that becomes part of the issue when you're talking about the catcher, you know, where you don't want to potentially wear him out.
What a trade that was with Mookie Betts. Like, unbelievable. Connor Wong was one of the parts of that thing, and he can't hit worth a damn.
But if you're the Red Sox, you do not want to lose this momentum. For me personally, you have to win this series, because if you don't win this series, I think a lot of that momentum that you got prior to the All-Star game is going to go out the window.
Okay. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
Scheim, I need a douche move ruling, please, if I could.
And now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche. I hate doing this to somebody on this show, but a very good friend, has asked me that I get a ruling on a douche move.
Please don't be me.
And I will... I'll explain the situation to you. So, long distance flight, 7-hour flight. And apparently upon checking into, this is an overseas flight.
Mm.
And you're going on it with your spouse.
Mm.
And on the flight home.
Oh, he better not have.
Thank God. I thought this was me. Good.
On the flight home, when you are checking in and the two of you have been booked and seated together in economy, one person is upgraded to Comfort Plus alone and given the opportunity to accept or decline that.
Mm.
And the person accepted the upgrade.
Wow.
By themselves and left their spouse sitting in economy for 7 hours.
Damn.
And he just spent $2,000 a night at the Limerick.
We both paid.
Wow.
And apparently during the flight, that it's clear who it is,
right.
Obviously, my good friend Santo. Apparently during the flight, his new random seatmate had a night terror.
Oh.
Which caused him to wake up violently and spill his drink directly onto Santo's lap.
Wow.
So, I would just ask you to rule on that when it comes to a douche move. If you are, how do you not sit with
Can
your
I
husband?
Can I clarify?
One second, Courtney. I would like to speak for men for 1 second. I am adjacent. I'm male adjacent, but I feel I can talk here. So, if Santo did this, the exact same series of events,
right?
They would be divorced.
Yes. Right.
That is king or queen douche at its best.
Okay. First of all.
It is?
What?
First of all.
I would never in a million years, A, do that to my wife, and B, she would never in a million years do that to me.
Do it to you?
Yeah. Because that's just like purely like.
He has global entry, and he leaves me all the time. So, also, they don't
That's
have,
different. You're standing in a line, not on a plane for 7 hours.
I'm just saying. And then they don't ask you at... So, he's being a little bit fraudulent. They don't ask you when you're checking in, would you like to upgrade? They just do it on the app. All of a sudden, you look on the app, and you're upgraded. I swear.
I don't know.
There's
that
no
true?
Way, because yes, some people wouldn't want to separate if they're on the same... If it's a different reservation,
Curtis,
you're right.
Like a parent with a child.
It was separate reservations.
Okay, then that can happen.
Okay, so I got upgraded. I just happened on the app. I tell him about it. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, oh, I'll probably not even have anybody next to me. Ha, ha, ha. Then I spend the next 2 hours calling Delta, trying to talk to people at the desk, sending messages, trying to get him upgraded as well. Oh. I have the status with Delta. He does not.
Jeez, oh, he doesn't have the status. Oh.
So
not my fault.
So why not?
Sweet brag, bro.
I mean, right.
So why not?
I have the credit card for Delta,
right.
So I get the status. I tried to get him up. I tried to get him brought up literally for 2 hours. Then we get on the plane. I get a flight attendant. I'm like, I see there's two seats next to each other in premium select, which is one more step up. Can you just move my husband and I there? I'll pay. She said, no, we can't do it. We're already boarded.
So why not just say to the person, guy or gal, whoever has the night terrors, hey, would you switch with me? I'll give you my
right.
economy, whatever it is, upgraded economy seat. So
well,
I
that's
could...
nuts.
What?
Oh, it's nuts because you got it for free?
Wait. So, Courtney, you want Santo to give up his status with global entry, which is just the distance between check-in and the gate, but you don't want to give up premium economy.
Well, no, I don't want him to give it up. I'm just saying he leaves me, so I left him.
Just entering the airport. Yeah, you're not going to have some rando.
Sometimes it's longer than that, Chris.
But it was a 7-hour
flight. I can't believe he did this. Wow. Day one, he knew how nervous I was coming back. And to send this text, unbelievable.
That is so grimy. Yo, you are grimy as they come.
Look, oh my.
Here's what I would say. You know why I would say she's grimy?
What?
Here's why I would say this. Knock on wood. God forbid the plane was going down.
Yeah. He would have had to hold hands with the dude next to him who was the night terrors.
Right.
Like, and he definitely had bad breath.
Yo, that is so... That is griminess at its best.
What?
What do you mean, what? Would you do that if you're... Let's say you had a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
15, yeah.
So you would say, hey, I'm going to sit up here in first class, you know, Courtney whatever, or, you know... Carl Jr.
I can't believe it.
You would leave your kid.
15 years old? Yeah.
Man, that is grimy.
Can you at least grant us, if Santo did this to
I'd
you?
Oh, I'd kill him.
You'd kill him.
I'd kill
so
him.
Then why don't you see
I'd
it that
him.
Way?
I would kill him.
But didn't you want to, all kidding aside, like, didn't you want to be able to talk to your person
right.
on the 7-hour flight? Like, I would want to be there.
Right.
Next no, we were like sleeping, and I was watching a movie.
When they gave you the warm towel to rub over your face when you were done with it, did you at least throw it back to economy so he could use it?
I didn't get put in first class, and he's in the back of the plane. Like, we were four rows separated.
Okay.
I just had a little bit of benefit
with them.
What was the benefit of
economy? I had more leg room.
Oh,
okay. He's taller.
Yeah. Yo.
He can sleep anywhere, though.
Oh my God.
That is griminess at its best.
Okay, oh, my God. So if any of your women,
even, it's not
you guys
even a
would say,
move.
Go do it. Do it.
It's
you
not
deserve
even a douche
it.
Move. It's a grimy move. Yo, that
I
is,
can't believe right. you did this. All I right. can't so, believe it.
Wow.
So we are, it's a douche move. Am
Man,
I, am
what?
I, is there any, there's no debate on
no,
it.
No, no,
right?
put the crown 100%. On here. She's queen douche.
Oh, my.
The fact that she would, I give you props.
Sean, you would do this, or you would let Lauren do this.
No, absolutely not.
Damn it.
I'll give you the
When we flew back from London, we said, we're like, oh, we want to upgrade. So we did. We bought, we upgraded before, like 3 days before the flight and got two seats together.
I give you credit that at least you're standing on business saying you would do it, whether it was your 15-year-old son or daughter or Santo.
Yeah.
So you're grimy all the way around. At least you're,
I mean,
at least
my,
you're living
my,
to that.
If my child was like 10, no, I wouldn't saying, leave no, them. But if they're 15, yeah. Wow. They could fly alone.
Jesus.
Courtney, an international flight, you're not leaving your 15-year-old on the plane.
Curtis, 15?
Wow. You're not leaving young Quattro by
himself. 15-year-olds are having
sex.
Yeah.
Courtney,
like,
you
they
follow
can sit
all
alone
these...
for 7 hours.
Courtney, you follow all these true crime documentaries. You would not leave
Nothing's
your daughter alone.
Nothing's happening on the plane.
Well,
I mean, you keep
people.
It. Courtney, like,
now that's a D.B. Cooper.
Yeah.
Right.
What if you were? What if you were flying?
D.B. Courtney.
What if you were flying back with somebody who needed a kidney transplant and you would push them onto the plane in the wheelchair? Would you then leave them back in economy so you
Depends
can get the
how they were feeling.
you know what I – hey, listen, Craig, you know what I would have loved for Santo? I would have loved that there was a smoke show sitting next to him, because I guarantee you Courtney would have been like, she would have not gave up that seat if there was like this smoking hot.
The seat change happened before we got on the flight. We thought that he was going to have the seat next to him alone.
But you could have just switched with the if that was a smoke show sitting next to him. Would
this
you?
Is everyone's fraudulent. If you get upgraded,
no.
you're taking the
you
upgrade.
Think everybody takes it. Okay.
No way.
100%.
No way.
Santo, I have 3 almonds I didn't get to in the hot nut platter they
there's
brought
no,
out.
We got the same meal service, Santo.
To move up 4 rows? No.
No way. There's,
same meal service.
There's no way I'm leaving my wife or she's going to leave me when we're supposed
well,
to
Well, you
be.
Guys don't like to fly.
Well, she doesn't mind flying.
So, but you don't like to fly.
But, yeah, but
so if Santo was a nervous flyer, maybe I'd stay with
I mean,
him.
It is. There's,
maybe.
It's a 7-hour flight, so yeah. I will say the leg room is it's valuable.
It's important. Yeah.
And who would it benefit more?
Him.
Yeah. The guy who's 6'2 or whatever.
And not to take a pressure off of Courtney here, but Shime's been against babies on planes. That's one of his big platforms.
It is. You're right.
I felt
so awful.
I
stand 10 toes down.
I was not in first class flying at any point in this trip. The flight home, 10 hours from Honolulu to Boston, a baby cried, I kid you
Oof.
Not, the entire flight.
Ooh, that's going to stink.
That is, it's tough.
And it was, and the baby was in first class, and it got me wondering. Could you set a rule where if there was a baby in first class, you get booted if the baby can't stop crying?
All babies have to be at the very back of the plane.
Can't do it, man. Can't do it,
that's
Curtis.
Crazy.
You know what it's
a
like.
A flight from Hawaii back, mm-hmm. first class, that's a pricey ticket to then have a baby crying the entire
right.
time.
I love how Courtney's now Brittany Griner. She's like, I needed the leg room. Like, she's 6'6". She's 5'5". At best, any seat on an airplane, she's going to sit comfortably.
He was in the aisle. I think he had plenty of room.
Yo, that
okay.
is...
I think.
All right.
I went back and saw
you wouldn't
for
know.
A bit.
Oh, that's even worse when you walk, when you slum it
well,
back.
Well, I was going to the bathroom, so I stopped.
And he was next to the bathroom?
Oh, damn.
Courtney.
Red flag, Santo.
Oh, be quiet.
It's true, Courtney.
You are the biggest diva of us all.
No, but I would not leave my wife. Yeah. I can guarantee
all right.
you that.
Well, those are our leads. We are going to get to They Said It next, and that is a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend, including what one British Open participant says Keegan Bradley left in some of the fellas' lockers over the weekend. So that is coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox dropped 2 out of 3 to the Cubs over the weekend. They avoid the sweep yesterday with a 6-1 win. Garrett Crochet went 6 innings, giving up a run on 8 hits while striking out 5. Willie Abreu had a 2-run homer to get the Sox up 2-1 in the 7th and followed that up with a solo homer in the 8th, while Alex Bregman had a pinch hit 3-run homer to get the Sox to 5-1 in the 8th. The Sox now in Philly, 6:45 first pitch, with Walker Buehler getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaws and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. You know what's even worse the more I'm thinking about this? Is like, I was thinking when you started saying douche move, I'm like, oh, well, I don't think it's me. I didn't do anything. He didn't bring it up once. Did not even like
really?
Blink it. No.
Never mentioned it to you.
Not once.
Acted like it was fine.
Acted like it was so normal.
Standard operating procedure. Like one of us gets upgraded, it's fine.
It's like, oh, of course.
Well, that was probably until the guy to his right that replaced you booted into his lap next to the bathroom.
Well, yes.
And it was probably being nice. Like, you know, I don't want to say anything. But deep down, because I know this is going to cause an argument.
But the fact that he waited till this very moment and then said, now I'm going to get her.
You left them. Wow.
Scottie Scheffler takes the Open Championship, finishing 17-under overall at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Scheffler wrapped his final round with a 68.
Can I ask if God forbid, he were to get a terminal illness, would you stay with him?
No. No.
Yeah.
If Santo couldn't wipe his butt, Courtney'd be like, yo, I'm out of here.
Yes, I would. I would help him.
Stop your lying. You wouldn't even sit next to him. Imagine if he lost both
healthy.
Of his legs.
He's perfectly right. healthy. Right. He's a 35-year-old grown man, and I got upgraded, and he didn't.
Wow. I feel bad for that brother.
You have
brother.
The status, as
I
you said earlier.
I have the status. He has the status for other stuff. Delta is mine. Keep climbing.
In sickness and health.
Yeah. Visit the 99 restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp, just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. They said it. Coming up next.
Coming up, we will get to the news with Courtney in about 15 minutes at 7:45. And everybody is back. Curtis back from vacation. Courtney back from vacation. Even Jackson here on time this morning. So all is right in the world. And
Santo is the employee of the week.
And we have a Flex Friday coming up.
Yeah, that we do.
A week from this Friday, we are heading back to the Seagull. Back to the Tipsy Seagull. So I'm very excited about it. That is August 1st, and we'll be that show last year was epic.
So fun.
Not to scratch an itch that doesn't need to be scratched, but what's the difference between where we're doing the show a week from Friday and the three-alarm fire we had at Lake Winnipesaukee?
Don't say anything.
Okay.
They may be listening.
Yes.
Sorry. Never mind.
Yes. We will be at the Tipsy Seagull and cannot wait for that. And I don't know if anybody will be daring to venture into a cigarette boat that goes 143 miles an hour or whatever, but we certainly cannot wait to see you a week from Friday down in Fall River at the Tipsy Seagull. So heads up on that, and Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it, brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city. So if you know somebody who deserves being honored, then please nominate them, whether they have constructed, whether they drive, whether they care for others. Please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. All right, Sean. Hearing Bill Belichick reminded me before Santo texted me, I was debating talking about the full-length Bill Belichick documentary, which is coming to Hulu. That was going to be my lead, maybe. I would guess that is executive produced by Jordan. Is that what we can surmise from that?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So she was unable, when it came to ESPN, unable to get the credit that she wanted for Hard Knocks. So this documentary about Bill coaching at UNC coming to Hulu will be produced and directed by Jordan, I'm guessing.
What is more shocking to you, that Jordan and Bill are still together or that Bill is going to coach at North Carolina?
Bill's going to coach at North Carolina.
Seems like it's real love. I don't know, from the outside.
Who the hell knows? Yep. Is that what they call that?
And now it makes a lot more sense when she was miking him up and stuff. I remember when we had the conversation on the show, I believe Curtis was like, they have people at North Carolina that can work on that and like can mic him up for stuff. since she is the head of his production company,
right.
That's what her job is. Right. So
it's going to say, you know, Bill Belichick, whatever the title of the documentary is, a Jordan Hudson production is not going to be the first thing.
Yep, Jordan Hudson film, executive produced by Jordan Hudson.
Greg, I guarantee you at some point in the Hulu docuseries, she tucks his napkin into his lapel. So he has the pasta sauce, doesn't get on the shirt.
Right, there's a whole segment where she's blending his food so he can eat it. Yeah.
I mean, I'll be tuning in.
A Jordan Hudson production.
Yep.
Starring Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick is how that's going to
be. Edited by Jordan Hudson.
Okay. Where do you want to start, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with some audio from the Open Championship from this weekend. Bryson DeChambeau had a great final day, pushing himself into the top 10, or at least a tied for 10th finish. He talked about speaking with Keegan Bradley, or actually what Keegan Bradley left in his locker and some of the Ryder Cup participants' lockers, as Keegan's the captain this year. Here was Bryson's back and forth with the media.
Have you spoke to Keegan at all this week?
You know, I talked with him briefly, and then he put something in our lockers. It was pretty inspirational. So, it's personal.
Like a message, or
yes, it's a personal message
to each person.
In essence, yes, yeah, for sure. It meant a lot. This year's no joke. We're tired of it. We're tired of losing.
Okay, let's go. So was it a personal handwritten note to each of the fellas talking about their individual skills? What do you think it was? Was it like some kind of an edible arrangement or what?
Bryson's hamming this up because he's Bryson. It was probably just like a mini American flag.
Probably. All right. What's next, Shine?
Well, one more audio cut for you here from the Open. Rory McIlroy came up quite short of Scottie Scheffler, as did everybody this weekend. And Rory talked about how everybody on the planet is chasing Scottie Scheffler.
None of us could hang with Scottie this week. He's an incredible player. You know, he's been dominant this week, but honestly, he's been dominant for the last couple of years. He's, you know, he is the bar that we're all trying to get to. And, you know, in a historical context, you could argue that there's only maybe two or three players in the history of the game that have been on a run that the one that Scottie's been on here for the last sort of 24 to 36 months. So incredibly impressive.
Yeah, it is. And it may not be interesting to some. He doesn't do it dramatic, charismatic fashion, as we have discussed this morning, but the guy is currently the best in the world.
And if honestly, it doesn't matter if he's not charismatic, if he gets double digits and you know what I mean? Once you get that close to history, then his personality will just become irrelevant to the pursuit of being the best of all time.
And it's crazy to think, too, that this guy had hand surgery at the beginning of the year, which is why he didn't play up to his standard at the Masters, and like, he probably could have competed in that tournament too, like he has every other year. And so I am excited for next year of Scottie Scheffler, because that career Grand Slam is very much in sight for him.
Speaking of guys who had charisma, I saw over the weekend that Jonah Hill has been cast as John Daly in an upcoming film about John Daly's life. Do you like that casting?
Yeah. Okay. I'm a Jonah Hill fan.
Yeah.
Jonah Hill's not like redneck enough for that. Is Jonah Hill going to show up? It's just like, I guess it could just show up like ripping darts.
Well, he's going to have to. Yeah. He's got to smoke butts.
But I think he rips darts anyways.
Yes.
I think he's a big.
What, you think Jonah Hill is?
Does smoke anyways. Really? Yeah. If you Google.
He's not a vapor?
No, I think he's a ciggy guy. Yeah, but I mean, he's a good enough actor to pull that one off.
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of John Daly, did you see his son won the like some amateur tournament this weekend as well?
No.
Yes, his son is on the rise, an Arkansas collegiate player, I believe, or commit.
Mm. Excellent. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's head over to the Boston Red Sox. They got a win in the final game against the Cubs in that series, thanks in large part to Garrett Crochet. But Crochet talked about the difficulty of finding a rhythm after so much time off for the All-Star break.
Talking with Gio and Bayo, it's tough to find the rhythm again. Felt like I was building throughout the outing, which is a huge, it's a good sign. It's always tough to get back in rhythm with just any extended rest at all. I've always felt like I operate best on a 5-day, and I think this time I was on an 8-day, that's just an excuse. Was happy to be able to grind through it.
I mean, do you give him any kind of a pass on this series? This, I know you don't, because you called it an epic fail. But do you give the Red Sox a pass based on coming off of the break? And
well, didn't the team they played come off a break?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Chicago have a break? I missed something.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know that you need to give them a pass. I think in game one, it was just they had one bad inning. It was the very first inning of the game. And then game two, they straight up lost. And then game three, they won. Like, it was, I don't think it was a bad series. It's not like you got your ass swept and handed to you left and right.
Yeah.
But you almost did. You almost did when you look at this series. And the way that you're playing, I think the expectation, Shime, and this is why I say it's a failure, is because Cora's track record, or the Red Sox track record of the second half of the season, is awful. So if you start this way, where a lot of people are going to go, Here we go again.
It's going to be the same exact result that it's been the last three.
Yeah, but if you
years,
come back out and you take two of three from Philly, it's like, all right, everything's back on track. We're fine. It's
but that's why it's so important now that you have to take two of three.
6:45, first pitch tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. And we'll see what the Red Sox can do with this series. All right, what's next?
One more cut for you here, Greg. This was Alex Cora. He actually went to a pretty fun event while he was on his All-Star break. I think something crazy happened. Here was Alex Cora talking about what he did.
It was good. I was actually in the Wednesday concert.
That was a lot of fun, though.
yeah, it was fun.
So he was there for the...
At the Coldplay concert.
The Coldplay kerfuffle, which... There's some updates on that story. I think we'll get to that during the news.
We sure will.
We will.
Hardest part of me being away was something like that breaking while I didn't have a microphone in front of me.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You have a lot to say about it.
I mean, interesting. It's been so up and down. There's so many different... Are they already separated? Were they separated going into this? I thought that maybe he was separated, but then I've been told otherwise.
Doesn't seem like... Well, they are now. I think both are separated now.
Yeah.
For the future.
Was that the most memed picture of all time?
Well, Courtney and I were discussing this in our pre-show meeting about the last viral thing that the entire country was focused on like this. I don't know what...
The boat that exploded underwater.
Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that really was, I'd call that a news story.
Yeah, that
but
wasn't
not
viral.
Like a viral.
Yeah.
Like maybe it was Balloon Boy.
Yeah.
Balloon Boy was in that. Oh,
speaking,
spaceship.
There's a Netflix on that.
There is. It's pretty good.
Did you see the Amy Bradley Netflix?
Yes, I did. Where she disappears on the cruise? Yes.
Really good.
Excellent.
I watched that on the way home.
Did you watch that? Don't watch it. You're going to be
jealous. No, I started watching it. Do you think, what was his name? Yellow?
Yeah.
Do you think he did it?
His daughter. I don't want to.
Don't think she's alive still?
I can't rule it out. That mother, the mother of Amy Bradley, was just. You could feel the anguish of, like, she's like, it's been X number of years since 98 when her daughter disappeared. And it's like, if there's even a part of you that believes, what would you, I know this is a dark question, would you rather your daughter be alive?
I was thinking the same thing because they address that in the documentary.
Yeah.
And they say that they almost prefer the hope that she is alive.
Yeah.
As opposed to knowing what happened to her.
I mean, I can't even fathom.
But you don't want to go through life never having a question answered, right?
Well, in this case, they would rather, I guess, believe that she is alive.
I don't know anything about the story.
Like,
so.
Left the ship on her own. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, that picture that they had, spoiler alert, of her later on.
On the dance floor.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, it did look like her, and they did the facial structure identification. I don't know. That's a wild one.
I recommend it.
Yeah.
There's also a new documentary. It's a very old story. Everybody knows it. But Elizabeth Smart, an autobiography, her speaking about what happened to her in her own words.
Yeah.
Two-parter. It is.
It's good.
You forget, like, how many times police interacted with these absolute sociopaths that got her.
Yeah.
And the amount of times that she interacted with others. That's the craziest story ever.
Okay. Hill Notes coming up at 9:20, so you can leave one of those at any time this morning, a voice note on any topic, whether it is something that we have spoken about so far this morning or something that we haven't, leave your Hill note on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back coming up at 9:20. I'm sure a message from Angry Principal Dave welcoming you back to the show.
Oh, did he leave messages in my absence?
He did.
Not as many as you'd think.
No, really?
Well,
yeah.
Oh, so maybe he's not here when Curtis isn't here. Maybe that's what's
he
going
loses
on.
All his energy. Curtis is his drive.
Right, his joie de vivre.
All right, and the news with Courtney coming up next.
Police are looking for two masked men who attacked a homeowner outside his back door on Friday night in Wayland. So
wow.
The two men were trying to break into his house. He came upon them around 9:30 p.m. They demanded all his money and hit him in the face with a handgun.
Jesus.
They then got into the house and fled through the front door.
Jeez.
Here's one area resident, Andrea Blesso, on BZ.
The whole neighborhood kind of went red and blue with all the flashing lights. And it's usually a very quiet neighborhood, so to have that, chaos kind of happening right next door was unsettling.
Yeah.
Really scary.
Quick Wayland food note, Greg.
Yeah.
Mel's, spectacular.
Yeah, excellent. One of the better breakfasts in the United States of America.
Amen.
Over there, yes.
Wow.
If you've never been.
Never been.
Never been,
oh.
Yeah. You know, me, I normally, I go acai bowl for breakfast because I'm, watching my waistline. But
I have one of the most shocking food discoveries of my life.
What?
So we all like Bamboo in South Boston.
Love it.
Great, great acai bowls.
Berry Bowl is the best in the country over
Agreed.
There.
I go Power because that's what I want. So 6 years ago, Justin and I were in Kauai. We went to this acai place on the side of the road, and we had never had it before, and it was the greatest thing I'd ever tasted. And then years later, Bamboo opened, and I was like, wow, this is almost as good as Hawaii.
Yeah.
Ready? Better than Hawaii.
Really?
Bamboo, their acai bowl in South Boston is a better acai bowl than you get in actual Hawaii.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. You got to get extra peanut butter.
On top.
On top.
Yes,
yeah.
Agreed. Yes.
Hold the banana.
Neighbors are on alert after a 5-foot-long water lizard escaped from a home in Webster over the weekend. Now, when I first read this, I said a lizard, harmless.
Uh-huh.
I Googled what a water lizard looks like.
Yeah.
Mitch has a photo. That thing.
It's like a Komodo dragon.
Yeah, it's
that
a big old boy.
That is crazy. It's called a water monitor lizard.
And somebody has that in their home?
Yes, as a pet. Unfortunately, this pet jumped out of a second-story window and escaped that way. So,
wow. What on earth?
Here's one neighbor, Olivia Williams, on BZ.
I looked out the window, and the back window in the back of that house is like the screen's busted open because it jumped out of the screen and like off of the roof.
Yeah. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the thing's probably long gone, I would assume, at this point.
Yeah, I would think so.
That's an alligator. If I saw that in the wild, I would think it was an alligator.
It was actually last seen seated next to Santo on Aer Lingus.
Actually, this is what Courtney was talking about, was getting rediscovered in Arabia.
Nope. I stand by that.
That won't last long around here, though. As soon as it gets cold, that's it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they ain't gonna make
sad.
It.
Yeah,
it is sad.
So, like I said, the hardest part about being away was not being here for Coldplay Camgate. Andy Byron, the astronomer CEO, who was caught on the camera having what looked like a friendly moment with his chief of HR, Kristen Cabot.
In the suite. He was upgraded to the suite. His wife was in the 300s during that show. But yes, what? So.
He has resigned.
Oh, he has? Okay.
Yes. So the New York-based tech company said in a statement on X that its CEO tendered his resignation and the board of directors has accepted.
What about her?
So she and he were both placed on administrative leave as an internal investigation.
Well, she should be fired also.
He wasn't fired. He resigned.
Oh, he resigned.
So I wonder if she will resign as well or if she will continue to be the lead of HR.
Are their spouses going to stay with them?
I don't know. So
okay, we don't know.
Andy
about
Byron's
that.
Wife has kept her Facebook rather public. Her mm-hmm. comments are still active, but mm-hmm. she dropped her Byron last name. So now she just has her maiden name. And so that was a statement for me, I thought.
Can I get your opinion? I saw over the weekend people started to finally revolt against this whole concept of the internet and social media, and essentially said that what they did to them was wrong. And so where do you stand on that? I mean,
don't agree.
Okay, yeah. You don't agree.
I mean, these are two.
There are kids involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, and shame on those two parents for doing right. that to those kids.
Okay. I don't think he should have resigned, though. I think they're wrong for forcing him into resigning.
The girl who posted the story originally, Grace Springer, said that she feels bad about posting it, but then she went on to say something like play stupid games and get stupid prizes or something like
Taylor
that.
Taylor Swift so, quote.
Yeah. A lot of remorse.
No, just for me, it seems like his wife isn't embarrassed by it, and she shouldn't be. Like, she got screwed. They got caught. They effed around and found out. Mm-hmm. She's left all of her comments open. People can keep commenting, you know, keeping the narrative going. It's crazy to me. It's also, and I saw some people say, oh, well, Kristen, like, you know, the CEO, multi, you know, $1 million company, she's a Cabot. She was married to a guy who does pretty well as well. So. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing's crazy, and Mitch is showing videos. There are sporting events now that they are doing a Coldplay cam, and people are reenacting. Yeah.
You know,
it's insane.
Yeah. You know what?
You know, how about just don't have like an affair and go to a Coldplay concert?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Just a thought.
Right.
I think what they did is wrong. Like, and I've always, and you always say this, you know, what you do on the dock will come to the light. I just don't find the thing, like some people in the Twitch saying, oh, he had to resign. He had to, like, just because you had an affair, which is wrong, and you did something, so does that mean you have to now give up your way to make money and livelihood?
It's not even illegal. It was in the workplace, and he's her boss. So that it's we're going back to like not well, the if, same thing, but how we had this conversation about Imei. It was still, if it's two consenting adults, it still ends up being a power dynamic.
Right, but there was like, initially there wasn't like consensual in the Imei stuff. There was other stuff that...
No, but this was consensual, but she's the head of HR, like, and he's the CEO.
Well, like, as long can you in the company, right, can you date somebody in the company?
I don't know what their policy is.
Right. I don't know. I mean, just like, so, and like, we live in a world where if you do something that is wrong and it don't even have to be criminal, they're like, oh, you should fire that person. Person should resign. Like,
think about what happened. Honestly, Bill Clinton is viewed by many as one of the great presidents in American history.
Right.
And you couldn't be a bigger subordinate than the intern Lewinsky was. And he didn't quit. He shouldn't have quit.
Right. And like, if she's saying, oh, like the Imei thing, I feel like it was more about he was, you know, physically using his power, that kind of thing. Like, if they seem like, all right, we're, you know, messing around and it's wrong that, yes, you're both married and you'll deal with that in, you know, going to divorce, you know, having a divorce and going to family court and all that other stuff. But now you...
Like, if you're the board of directors, though, that you're seeing probably is a lawsuit waiting to happen. If you have somebody that is a subordinate to the CEO, I understand she had a place of power at the company, but at the same time, things go wrong. The board of directors has to look at this and say,
if they just didn't panic, none of this would have happened at all.
Nope. Nobody would have.
They had their moment under the lights and they blew it shut.
They choked. I get what that's like.
Yes. Not for match two, though.
Oh, no, I'll be ready for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for that. Courtney, you should
choke, honestly.
No, you should have seven of those pot seltzers.
Yeah. No, honestly, I did have one of those yesterday because my Sunday scaries were through the roof. Hey, I mean, after being off for a week, it literally, I was in panic mode.
We should play like dizzy bat golf.
What were you panicked about?
I don't know. I just get nervous. You know, I missed out on so much. And
you got FOMO?
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of today's news next.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Is that knee, hip, or shoulder pain just not getting any better? And now they're even talking surgery. Before you go down that road, hit pause for a second. Hey, it's Wiggy, and I'm here to tell you about QC Kinetics, leaders in regenerative medicine using treatments like advanced cellular therapy and platelet-rich plasma, all designed to actually help your body heal itself. Their cellular treatments contain growth factors and healing properties to maximize your own body's ability to heal itself. No surgery, no downtime, just real results that let you move easier and live better. And the best part, you can get a free